All right. Well, hello. From the land of dead swans, bad sciatica, missing cars. All on today's agenda. I won't harp on the dead swan. I did see a dead damn swan right in front of me. And it died while I was walking. I hit by a car while I was like down at McDonald's. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 27th of July. I figured, you know, it's Monday, haven't done a podcast in a while, and I am stuck in the apartment for the next 4 days because I took my car in today for body repairs, which is a damn good thing. And something I didn't think would happen. I thought the car was never going to get repaired. I accepted the dent I got in the thing. You know, it's actually a rather funny story. And this is the first I'm actually telling the story publicly, at least, except to a few people. I told most people I just got dinged in a parking lot because it seemed easier that way. It's a fairly bad debt, but it's $2,000 worth of work. But I mean, you know, it easily could happen in a parking lot. $2,000 of work is honestly not that much work, believe it or not. Anyway, what happened is I was out to get a bagel and a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. And to do that, I have to take a U-turn sort of through an office park. And you can't take a direct U-turn. So I just, you go up, boom, and you take a right at one point to get back onto an on-ramp, okay, to Route 9 as you're turning around. And there's a red arrow there, okay, which means, you know, stop on red and check to see if there's any oncoming traffic and so on. And I had a guy behind me, and I was at the red arrow. And I paused for a second, and he immediately started beeping at me. I mean, a red arrow does not mean you just go, okay? So, you know, I stuck my hand out the window, and I didn't give him an obscene gesture. I just gestured at the red light, okay? And then sort of up and down, so I was checking. And at that point, the light turned green. He was beeping his horn again. And at that point, I didn't give him the finger, but I kind of gave him a gesture out the window. And then I turned onto the ramp. Okay, you go on the ramp, and right at the end of the ramp, believe it or not, is the Dunkin' Donuts I was headed to. Well, this guy, I mean, the next thing I know, it's like, Christ, it's like Roman chariots. I mean, the guy is zooming up on my left. I mean, there are actually two lanes at the start of the ramp, but you don't pass people on a goddamn on-ramp. So anyway, he's pissed off at me. It's a road rage incident, obviously. And he's just vroom, vroom, vroom. He's trying to, like, pass me to make a point or something. And he sort of did. And as he did, he clipped my front end. Remember, this is a new car. Well, used new, okay? It's a Corolla. But anyway, I've only had the car for less than a month. He clips the thing, knocks off my hubcap, dents me, okay? Scares the hell out of me. I'm worried there's serious damage to the car. It was a rather jarring impact. He heads off down the road. I can't get a look at him. I didn't get his license plate or anything because he just took off, and I'm basically shaken up. So I pulled over at the Dunkin' Donuts, which is the first place you can pull over there. And parked the car and looked around to see if they, you know, waited for a while to see if anyone would stop in so we could exchange insurance information. Nobody did. Went in, got a cup of coffee, came back outside, waited again, checked the damage on my car and everything. Nobody stopped in. There was nobody there, you know, to exchange insurance information with. So I just thought, you know, I don't know what the hell to do. So, you know, I took it on a long drive to Rhode Island that night to pick up some menthol cigarettes. Just that was the excuse, basically. But I mean, you know, I'm going to take it for a long drive to test things like the adaptive cruise and the wheels and so on, since the guy knocked a hubcap off and the alignment. And after that, I chalked it up, and this is why I told people that, to basically getting sort of hit in the parking lot. Because the thing is, you know, I mean, even though it's a hit and run, I think I took off and I couldn't get his information. And I'll get to this in a second. But anyway, I could have put it through insurance, filed a police report and put it through insurance. But the problem is I have a $1,000 deductible on body work. Okay, so it's. I don't have the thousand handy. I don't well. I mean, I I do have the thousand handy, but I don't want to spend it on that. At least not right away. I figured maybe when I take it in for the maintenance, I'll get it fixed. But anyway, I eventually got a piece of snail mail from Arbella saying they've been trying to reach me. I guess at my old telephone number. And what happened was the guy, after doing pulling a hit and run on me, and God knows how he got my information. The Arbella agent said he had a dash cam. I don't know. I mean, he seemed to have an older car. That's all I remember. It was older tan car, almost like, 80s, 70s. I'm not kidding you, that old. But she said he had, he had, there was either dash cam footage of it or something. I don't know. I mean, I mean, so as soon as I got in contact, I just started laughing. And I mean, the thing is, all the repairs to my car are being paid for. I mean, this guy filed the claim against me. All the repairs to my car are being paid for. My premiums aren't going up a cent, okay? Nothing's going up. And they're even waiving the deductible, okay? But, because the accident was so egregious. And the worst thing is this guy filed. The only thing I can think is that the guy was so stupid, he thought to himself, oh, well, Massachusetts is a no-fault state. Yeah, I see. Technically sort of no fault for purposes of fender benders and things like that. But when you pull a hit and run, believe me, there's fault, okay? I mean, they assign, they give, they'll give you points on your license, your premiums will go up, and, someone in an accident, they will determine the insurance companies a lot of times was at fault. Even in Massachusetts, which is, supposedly a no-fault state. I mean, so some people hear that, they think no fault, and, I don't know, maybe the guy just, I don't know. Like I said, he was pissed off, so maybe he did it pissed off and wasn't thinking what an idiot move it was. But I mean, for him, but I mean, God bless him, because I get much for my birthday, Thanksgiving, as some people put it. But I didn't get much for my birthday, so this is kind of like a birthday present for me. I did get something, so I won't just to save people embarrassment, I won't list what I got or anything. Make anyone feel guilty for not getting me anything or for getting me anything. So the car is gone for, a good 4 days or so. I figured why not start out with a podcast? Maybe you'll get another one of these from me as I, go slowly insane in isolation here. I don't know. I hope not to. So the thing is, I'd like to view, it's gonna be probably 4 days. I'd like to view it as like a staycation, but I've already been in since I think about the 10th or 11th of this month, because I was finally forced to go to the emergency room early this month, which I hated to do for a couple of problems. One, my back had gone out. I actually had to wait to go to the emergency room because the back had gone out. Didn't really have them check that. It was better by the time I got there. My finger is still swollen after jamming it like a month ago, so I had to get that x-rayed. And the big thing is I had an infection, okay? I don't want to go into the details of it, but I have a very bad infection, and basically they just gave me an antibiotic and sent me on my way. They also x-rayed the finger. It is, they said, oh, it is swollen, so they tried to get me to move it. I couldn't move it really that well. X-rayed it. No broken bones, nothing like that. The doctor thought it might be something that I thought, which is that I might have in the process of, and this happened when I was trying to sort of push out the dent on my car. I might have dislocated the finger at the knuckle or something and then immediately popped it back in, which can be very, very painful. And this thing was very, very painful. And then it swells up and so on. I also could have injured the soft tissue, the vulnar plate, which is the soft tissue underneath it, which takes forever to heal, but the bones are not broken. They did give me an antibiotic and everything. And for the people out there bitching about, oh my God, we need universal health care, it's just idiotic. I mean, we should be done with the health care issue by now. I mean, We basically have it, as I said. We have a safety net. I mean, the rule is if you can afford to pay for health care, you pay for it, and you get better health care, by the way, on a private plan. If you can't afford to pay for health care, I mean, it's just means tested. So if you can't afford to pay for your health care, you get put on Medicaid, which, all emergency rooms accept and so on. You may have a bit of a problem getting a doctor. I was on a 6 month waiting list, but I am finally getting a new primary care provider coming up, I think in the next couple of weeks. It does work, and this is all for, my plan is cost me nothing. I get it because I'm technically disabled because I'm manic depressive. Don't like to mention it, but that's the old term. The new term is bipolar, but I prefer manic depressive. It describes it better. Plus, Jimmy wrote a song about it. But so the point is, I have $0 copays on my medications, $0 no deductibles. I have a limited choice in terms of the doctors I can see, and the treatment isn't that good. And since the doctor is usually being paid by the state, he or she is not being paid very well. And oftentimes doctors will just churn and burn you because of that. You know what I mean? They do that to people on Medicare to churn and burn. They just see you. They'll hold you for the end. They'll schedule an appointment at 4 o'clock, see you at 4:55, and do nothing and just kick you out. I had a doctor like that. Had to get rid of him and switch doctors. Got a much better female doctor who gave me a full physical and so on, and I think got me on some anti-cholesterol meds. But I mean, I should be okay. My father and my grandfather both had heart attacks in their late 50s, I think early 60s, and so I just would like a checkup. I'm due for one. Plus, I got to get the finger up the butt, I think. I think I already got that once. I'm like, oh no, I thought it happened after 50. They're like, no, we're starting early now. Whoop. And it was, Moon River. I don't know if anyone will get that, but it's so pleasant. I don't understand why. I don't think, I guess MassHealth doesn't. And that's the other thing is that you get Medicaid, but the state also kicks in. Massachusetts Health says so the block grant from the state to aid. So I technically have MassHealth, which is sort of Medicaid, but it's also funded by Massachusetts. And California has much the same system, which is I can't remember, Cal Health or something like that. I can't remember I wish I remembered the name, but they have the same thing, which is basically sort of a universal system that you can be part of if it's just a basic system. I mean, that's the thing is that you're not, I mean, it's much harder to get specialists and things like that, and you're just it's a government plan. You're lower in priority than a lot of people who are on private plans, I hate to say. I mean, not necessarily priority, but priority of treatment. Not treating your disease, but how you are treated, in terms of comfort and that sort of thing. I mean, a private hospital versus a public hospital, private hospitals are much, much better. They just simply are. Which makes sense. So anyway, but I mean, we do have, and thank God for it, something, and thank God I do have a doctor coming up. So as I said, the finger's not broken, whatever, and the infection, I got the antibiotic for it. I decided to take the month, almost the month, or at least 2 or 3 weeks to just sit here and heal up the back and the finger and the infection. And so I've only been out a few times to do food runs and so on. I've been out a few times. The weather's been so nice. I couldn't help going out, just taking a drive, just, sort of around the block a couple of times. Basically, I've been in. So, I didn't do anything for my birthday. I tend not to now. It's been 9 years since I've really done anything for my birthday. Well, I mean, I do things for my birthday. It's 9 years since I've really felt like I've had a birthday. I even lose track of my age because my mother passed away on my birthday 9 years ago. And her birthday is coming up on August 12th. So it's a very depressing situation. A bunch of these things. My father's, who also passed away, his birthday is on the 16th. And I forgot that, but he suffered from the same sort of infections I am having, so I felt like I was honoring him that way. I didn't feel that bad. I remember the day after, and then my birthday comes up a week later, and then my mother's is on the late mother's is on the 12th, so it's just boom, 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 a lot of bad memories in there. And of course, as I said, she passed away on my birthday, July 24th. A little morbid to think that she had to pass away on the day that she gave birth. I mean, that's just, I was just thinking that today. I'm thinking, oh, terrible for me. Well, terrible for her in a way too. She has, she's forever tied to passing away on the day she gave birth to her only child. Bit of a depressing story, but let's track away from that and more towards this. I mean, the last nail in the coffin of universe, any need for a socialist system, basically single payer, as they put it, basically a socialist system is when Robert supported the penalty and called it a tax, sort of legislated a bit, acted a bit as a liberal justice, legislated and called the penalty that Obama was proposing in case you didn't get health care a tax. And that gets a lot of people covered or funds the system, especially Medicaid and Medicare, to cover people, who have paid into the system and so on, rather than someone who's going without insurance and thinking that they're just going to live forever. I mean, they're the liability. And again, the penalty or the tax, short of making it fully illegal or something like that, actually it technically is illegal, sort of, but it's just, you can make it punishable by death, I suppose. But I mean, that gets most people insured. It really does. And you go any further, look, if you're so stupid you don't want any damn health insurance, fine, okay, just don't expect us to, foot your bill, because you're going to end up in the hospital with a severe problem and you're going to get a bill for a massive amount. We're talking millions of dollars. And while the hospital knows you probably can't, pay off that whole bill, they still expect a good faith payment, trust me, and they will be after you for a good faith payment of something like $200,000 or $300,000 if you do not have insurance. Because, I mean, the amount of intellectual capital and expertise that they used on you, I mean, the training that these doctors and surgeons and so on have, the amount of money that was spent on you is just incalculable when it comes to sort of health care. I mean, when you calculate how much the cost of these degrees, the training and so on, the doctors, the nurses, that everybody goes through at every level in the healthcare system, it's a lot of money. And if it's not getting funded, then insurance is not going to work. But as I said, I mean, we really basically solved that. You really don't want a socialist system. I mean, if we wanted a socialist system, we'd have a socialist country, okay? I mean, it's just stupid, okay? I mean, you would have to have a full socialist system. You have to start from scratch with it, and I doubt it would even work then. People, Canada has a, people go on about Canada having a great healthcare system. Well, the truth is that I think, I'm not, don't quote me on this, but I believe that a lot of, if not the majority of people, I think it's the majority of people in Canada, have private health plans, okay? It's sort of like America. It's just that anyone qualifies. Anyone and everyone in Canada qualifies for public health care or government health care. In America, it's means tested. If you can afford private health care, they won't give you the public health care. In Canada, you don't have to be able to not afford it, so you can sort of save money. You know what I mean? It's in America, it's I can't afford it. I just simply can't afford it. And if you can afford it, you can't argue that, oh, I'm going to save money. You have to say, well, I can't afford the health plan, in which case you'd be placed back on Medicaid, which is a safety net. But as I said, I think most every country that has socialized health care has private health plans that give the members access. I think Sweden does too. Has It gives you access to simply better health care. You still rely a lot, I think, on the public system when you have these plans, but you do say you have a private plan. I think you get a better room. I think you get better treatment, things like that, because you are paying into the system and so on. And they appreciate that. You're paying into a private system. And that's also taxed anyway. It goes back to the government, which in Canada is largely concerned with healthcare. So, but again, remember, Canada's also sparsely populated, and Sweden, for instance, has a very homogeneous population and I think a very low crime rate. I'm not sure. I mean, these are just sort of that's the sort of places where socialism or socialist type ideas. We don't have pure socialism around. I mean, pure socialism is sort of what, destroyed the Soviet Union. I mean, our judgment has been passed on that. It forms bread lines, basically, that stretch around blocks. People begging for bread. Okay, yeah, we have bread. You can share it. You just have to wait 8 hours. I mean, I don't know. Dark humor. It's like food. Not everybody gets it. So that's my little rant about the healthcare system. And I think it's all right in America. I mean, overall, it could be improved for everybody. I think the hospitals are sort of just in an icky state these days, and so on. They really should invest more in healthcare, period. But I mean, I think in terms of treatment and getting things, taken care of, they're pretty good. So, I mean, and again, you even if you don't, by the way, even if you don't have, Mass Health or California Health or Medicaid, I'm saying, an emergency room will not turn you away. I'm not kidding you. They just won't. I don't even think an emergency room will send you a bill. You can just go to an emergency room. So if anyone listening to this has a condition and you're worried about going to an emergency room because you don't have insurance, don't be an idiot. Go to the emergency room, okay? And just say, I don't have insurance. And they may say something. They may say, we're going to bill you or something like that and so on. Just say, I can't pay. Okay. And I think they should understand. Okay. And what you will need to do is, as I said, make a good faith based on your income payment back to them, of some amount. Okay. They're not going to expect the full amount back. But in the case of the ER, they might just let you go completely. So my little speech on healthcare done. But as I said, I was going to, use the month to get better. And I have. And I have gotten a little bit better, though the back is up and down and so on. But, I'm better. So, that's good. But now I have a sort of forced 4 days definite in here where I don't have a car. I can always get an Uber, but, they're expensive and I don't want to. So basically, probably 4 days here. 4 days in the hole. Not a big deal. Meanwhile, in other news, the Monday delivery guy for Amazon is up to his old tricks. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the people who actually deliver for Amazon, the Amazon contractors who do the same day delivery and the one day delivery, they suck. Okay, at least in this apartment building, I've seen them just chucking packages at in rooms and stuff. And I mean, a lot of people complain that this complex isn't so safe in terms of packages and so on, but it's ridiculous. I mean, half the time it's the Amazon drivers making off with the package. And I mean, I was so pissed off because I ordered two things last night, three things. Luckily, the third thing is not coming overnight. It's coming like next week. But I didn't mean to order them overnight. I meant to order them like 2 day or longer than that. But it just sort of automatically defaulted to overnight, or I clicked and I wasn't thinking and I couldn't get back and change the order speed. And the problem is the Monday delivery guy, he's an Amazon guy. He's not the FedEx guys, the UPS guys, anyone else who handles an Amazon package, they're fine. It's the direct Amazon contractors who suck. They all suck, okay? So, I mean, I'm sure some of you have tried same day delivery. Anyone who lives in an apartment complex or anything like that, I'm sure has experienced something like this. This is what the guy on Monday likes to do, which is he puts the package, a package, I'm not even sure it's my package or if it's just a generic photograph he pulls, outside a package room. Okay, outside, not in the package room. And then takes a photo of the package room door from the outside and the generic looking package. Okay, you can't read anything on it, can't tell it's from it. That's the photo he says that proves it's delivered. Well, I mean, I was down there 5 seconds and 5 minutes after. 5 minutes, 5 minutes after the guy said he delivered it. It was not there, even where the picture said it was. It never is, okay? So I think what the guy does is, I mean, he either just doesn't want to deliver stuff that early. So he's like, oh, yeah, I delivered it, and then he delivers it later. okay, in the day, or he's stealing the damn thing himself, some packages, and faking the delivery. Okay, I mean, one of the two. Probably he's just lazy. Okay, but from my end, that's just gonna be the third time now. I have to reorder the stuff and then ask for a refund. But I do like the trick of sending the picture because, every time I go exactly to where the picture's been taken. And he took this one at a package room that's been closed and locked down now, which makes me think it may be a generic picture. I don't know. Or maybe he just tosses a package out there, takes a picture of it, comes back later and delivers the package. I mean, this often happens. I don't know. I'm just saying this because usually I have more than one item in a delivery and, it's the 7 to 11 a.m. guy who does it. So, but just be aware, they have this little trick they play where they'll show you a picture and, oh, your package is there, and you have to go through the whole thing about, you have to get a refund and a reorder and all that. And after a certain point, if you get enough, missing or stolen from you or anything like that, Amazon actually will cut you off, believe it or not. I'm a long way from being cut off myself, but I've heard of it happening. So, my advice is to stick to the 2-day delivery, okay? I mean, you can't get same day on some things and so on. Try it. If it's working in your area, and you have no problem with it, that's okay. Just watch out for specific time slots because I said they use their own subcontractors and they really are no good, okay? I mean, you may get one, I don't want to smear all of them, but I mean, some of them may be good, but a lot of them are bad, okay? As I said, watch the time slots because you may get one driver who's all right, one driver who's not all right. Now, when you deal with 2-day, you're just dealing with the standard post office usually, which is you can't beat them, neither rain or sleet or whatever, dark of night will keep us from making our appointed rounds, and they deliver. FedEx is good, DHL, all those places, they've all come through for me. But the only problem I've had is with the direct Amazon people, the ones who show up in the Amazon vans and so on, the black Amazon vans, and they are just terrible. I don't know if you ever see them treating packages, they're terrible too. So I would worry about that if you're buying anything expensive. I wouldn't get it same day, okay? Because I don't think they treat it that well. So hopefully the stuff I ordered will come tomorrow. And I assume I won't be cut off by Amazon. I think I've missed a total of two packages over the last year, totaling under 100. But do be aware of that with the Amazon same day delivery and overnight delivery. Okay, if they're delivering by like 7 or to 11, that was my delivery on especially on Monday. Oftentimes, they just skip the delivery, steal the package. I don't know. My guess is skip the delivery. Okay, I don't want to, he probably has to make a he or she has to make a stop back here later, doesn't want to deliver at 7, is out getting breakfast at 7, skips, because he's a subcontractor and subcontractors often do that. So anyway, I think they hire independent contractors too, believe it or not, independent subcontractors to do their delivering for him, which I mean, it's all right for Instacart and DoorDash, but for a company like Amazon, you really want, quality delivery. That's one thing they're prized for. So just stick with the 2-day delivery if you got Prime. And if you don't have Prime, stick with regular delivery through the post office. Don't get delivery through Amazon same day unless you absolutely need something. Now, I have used it same day, I think, once for drugstore type items and they did arrive. But that was a fluke and I tested it on like a Wednesday afternoon. So I don't know. Just generally stick to the 2-day, stick to the Prime delivery, okay? Also, I should be wrapping this up fairly soon, but, I mean, not but, but because I am, I mean, let me give you a quick tip. Today was sort of laundry for me as well, since I'm stuck here. If you have a stubborn stain, especially like ink or something like that, you can use lighter fluid to get it. I just use some Zippo lighter fluid to get an ink stain on my pants, and it worked beautifully, okay? Just don't be an idiot and put the thing in a dryer or a washer machine if you use a ton of lighter fluid on it, okay? Because the thing is going to catch fire and your washer dryer is going to explode, okay? Because, and this is true back in the 1920s when the automobiles first came along, gasoline was everywhere. People discovered that gasoline was a wonderful way to clean your clothes. They did, okay? And it's still used to this day in dry cleaning. I think they've largely replaced the gasoline, believe it or not, with other chemicals by this point. And I think there still is some form of stabilized gasoline that they use. I mean, it used to be that they would use gasoline, they would vent it, but those places would notoriously catch on fire and explode. Actually, I think no, regular dry cleaners still do sometimes from the chemicals and so on, even the stable gasoline that they use. But it cleans wonderfully, but these people would use it and they wouldn't realize how deadly this stuff is. It actually is, can be more explosive than dynamite. Okay. Try nitroglyceride. Trinitrothermoglyceride, something like that. TNT. But it's much more, it can be much more powerful. And so people, they'd wash their clothes in gasoline, leave the gasoline out in the sun or something like that, or a hot place, and it would just explode. And this really was a huge problem in the 1920s. There actually is, I think the MST3 guy, 3K guys do it, the RivTrax guys, show a safety short released in the 20s or the 30s, exactly about this. Just don't wash your clothes in gasoline. I think it's even so bad that it's like, well, if you do wash your clothes in gasoline, don't put them in, don't put it in a dryer or any heating element. I didn't really have any dryers, but don't put it in a heating element. Don't put it in, don't smoke near it. But yeah, I mean, as a dry cleaner, still use a lot of chemicals like that. But gasoline, it'll get things. That being said, don't use gasoline. Use lighter fluid, okay? And don't use like charcoal lighter fluid. Use Zippo or Ronsonal wick lighter fluid, as in lighter fluid for a lighter, a cigarette lighter, okay? A little bit of that on the ink or whatever stain it is. And the thing is, it absorbs tarry, sort of inky stuff. And ink has a lot of tar-like substance in it. It absorbs light to like. It's a solvent that acts that way. So if you blot the ink out, it'll work pretty darn well. I'm surprised. I was covered in ink somehow. I don't know. I think it's because I got a bag that was drawn all over in marker, but I never thought I'd get. I used Shout on most of it, which is just concentrated laundry detergent. Then some stubborn ink that I could not get out, I finally broke out the lighter fluid and used it. Now, because I used a very small amount, I did indeed throw them in the wash, and then after the wash, the dryer. But I use a very small amount, okay? I mean, I am not advising you ever to put something with lighter fluid on it in your dryer or your washer. Ever. Don't do it, okay? Because I know you people, you're stupid. You're going to soak it in lighter fluid or gasoline and put it in the damn dryer first to dry it off. I'll wash it second. And then the dryer's going to explode, all right? Which is not a good idea. You don't want your dryer exploding. Believe me, having lived through one, you don't want a fire, all right? Also, a quick reminder, you can always donate to me, and if I get enough donations, I will take the ads completely off the blog. But you can donate to me at my donation page, which is accessible from the main menu on my home page. The direct link is kiplang.com/donate-to-kiplang.com, COM, slash, or forward slash. Forward slashes in all of them. You do know the internet, right? You are aware of the internet, okay? At least watch the damn video on the donate page. It's not the donut page, the donate page, which is quite hilarious, okay? It's one of the few true, truth in advertising moments I've ever seen. So that being said, if you do donate, I don't know, I've always said if I get like $100, I'll take all the ads off for 6 months to a year, but that's what's at stake, ladies and gentlemen. Ad-free nonsense and curated clips. What else we have? I got 5 minutes left. I mean, I've been through a fair amount here. 5 minutes left because I do want to leave some room for advertisement. Oh, one small piece of news to report. Following the recent doubling of, I think, daily limits on recreational and medicinal cannabis, otherwise known as marijuana. I sort of hate the fact that everyone just cannabis this, cannabis that, marijuana. They doubled that in Massachusetts, and what I have heard is that actually what I know is that. I mean, this has been going on for California a long time, but a lot of trends start on the West Coast and they move east. A lot of cultural trends and things like that start out west, start east. A lot of tech test stuff also starts west, moves east. And again, they've had it in California for a while. It's marijuana delivery, cannabis delivery. You can deliver to your front door. Just like DoorDash delivers alcohol or anything like that, except I think this is through the dispensary itself. But it is, in Massachusetts now, there already is one dispensary in my area that delivers. Now, I can't afford it, but it's a nice option, especially for someone who's suffering or something, needs the stuff, and can't get out of the house or doesn't have a car or something like that. I mean, then they can get the cannabis delivered. I don't think there's any downside to it unless, the delivery guys are stealing. Of course, I always worry about people pinching at the dispensary, but I think they have that covered. I'm sure they compensate the people so much in THC that they probably don't worry about it. And also, they're surrounded by cameras and things like that, and I'm sure they have some sort of solution with the cannabis delivery that'll keep the people delivering it, the couriers, from stealing from you. So that is coming out here. Already is out here if you look for it. But as I said, I can't really afford it. So I got DoorDash last night. I can't really afford that either. Or like once a month. I'm not hurting for money. It's just I have to be frugal. I have to keep my resources around 2,000, or Social Security gets annoyed with me, which is why I need my special needs trust set up, because that is not counted by Social Security, and it can buy all sorts of things. And that's still just being set up, but for the moment I'm living within the resource limit to still, get my basically my health benefits. As I said, it's means tested to see if you're on health care down here, and you automatically qualify for Mass Health if you have a disability. However, even though Mass Health uses Medicaid, the state portion disappears if you can afford it, and you have to pay for it. Now, it's not very expensive. It's something like $100 or even less for a Mass Health plan. Okay, and again, they're not very good, but again, you can get it. So that's another thing, is that the you can buy into the government plan in America at a cheap rate if you want to. All you people who have Cadillac plans out there, if you want to be on a government plan, there's nothing, I think, keeping you from being on Mass Health Standard or Cal Health. Is Cal Health, I believe, by the way, Cal Health standard, whatever standard plans they offer. Go ahead, jump on one, see what a government plan is like, see how much you like it. Okay, you ain't gonna like it that much. It does provide basic services, but you won't have that nice hospital room, trust me, that you get on your private health care plan. And the food will suck. Well, the food always sucks, but you will not have that nice hospital room, trust me. And you won't have the same choice of doctors. You're gonna have a limited choice of doctors. You're gonna have a less nice hospital room, and so on. So I guess we've been ranting most about healthcare laundry, exploding people blowing themselves up while trying to clean clothes and gasoline, which did happen. And remember, kids, don't. Stop with the 420 thing. I mean, don't stop smoking weed. Stop smoking it at 420, because 420 is Hitler's birthday. It is April 20th, Hitler's birthday. Look it up. Courtesy of Norm Macdonald. Well, we are wrapping up, and I'll be back in a week or two. I do enjoy these things. I don't know how long the storage is going to hold up with these things until I have to start offloading them into another site, onto another site rather. We'll see. I'm grandfathered into a fairly good plan, so all y'all out there, take care. Enjoy the weather if you're in my area. Enjoy the weather anywhere, and I will be talking to you, soon. I don't know. I don't care really. A week or two, a year, a month. It's up to me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, take care.